Welcome to Frugal SEO, the only SEO podcast where you can learn how to get massive amounts of traffic without spending a lot of money. In today's episode, I'll be answering the question, is guest posting safe in SEO? Guest posting is very popular, not only because it allows you to reach a bigger audience, but also because it's a way of gaining links, which help with traffic, authority, and overall, it increases the chances that once you create a new article for your website, you will have more chances of ranking up in Google. The problem is that there has been a lot of bad practices related to guest posting. For example, the most common one is guest posting just for the sake of SEO. There are a lot of people who only guest post on websites who are niche related, which is completely valid, but they only reach out to them in exchange for a link. If they don't have a do-follow link, they won't do it. Sometimes they spend money on it, and that's something that Google doesn't love. And of course, the most common thing or practice when doing this outreach is creating a template and pretty much writing to over 100 people each day just for the sake of getting a link. For those of you who don't know, I want to go over this really quickly, is that guest posting in SEO or in any content marketing is the process of reaching out to another website owner or company and asking them for a chance of publishing your post on their website in exchange for their audience, her traffic, her build business, and of course sometimes a link. But that's pretty much what guest posting is. So anyway, guest posting is recommended, but at the same time, there has been a lot of bad practices which had led Google to take an eye on guest posting. Google itself even made a communication where they talk about how they don't appreciate unnatural practices when it comes to guest post outreach. But at the same time, they debunk the myth that guest posting will get you in some kind of trouble or penalty, and in fact went ahead and said that they do appreciate guest posts and they do support them. Of course, as long as they are made to inform users, educate another site's audience, and bring awareness to your cause or your company. If you want to go into Medium, Forbes, Entrepreneur, and post a really great case study about your niche or your business, you're more than welcome to do so. The problem is that if you are paying $500 to these magazines or to any kind of website in order to get a link, and you don't give a crap about the business, about the company, about the audience, about your public, you just care about that link, that's the most unnatural thing you can do, and that's something that Google itself doesn't appreciate. Guest posting sometimes, or SEO in general, sometimes is more about keeping stuff natural than going over ahead and thinking about this whole crazy graphics and statistics. It's more about serving great content, great natural content that serves an audience in the best way possible. For example, there are other issues when you go overboard, for example, keyword stuffing. It's what happens when you know that you should add your keyword and you just go to the extreme and run into keyword stuffing problems. Sometimes people go into duplicate content problems because they want to reach the most amount of people possible, so they start publishing their posts everywhere, their articles everywhere. Guys, just keep it natural. As long as you're following this podcast, by the way, subscribe to the podcast, following good practices, not only in SEO, but in content marketing in general, you're pretty much bound to rank in Google, get customers, get leads, and get sales. But guys, just keep it natural, go slowly, start developing your business, your strategy, and when the time comes, you'll be successful. Don't look for shortcuts, don't overdo it, keep it natural. So now you know that guest posting is actually recommended for SEO. The only thing that you must do is pretty much keep things natural. But let's get a little bit more in depth with this. How do you write a guest post for SEO? A guest post for SEO should be treated even better than how you would treat a post that is about to be published for your website, by adding a couple of extra steps. Any listener of the Frugal SEO podcast knows this, but I'll try to explain how SEO writing works, or at least the 4-step process that I recommend every single newbie website owner follow in order to keep SEO in mind whenever they're writing a new piece of content. The first thing you want to do is start with an idea. This idea must be based on the pages you want to link to, your niche, the website you want to publish your article on, and the audience of that website. After you have an idea, you want to verify that your idea is worth writing. this is a step where you want to go into the keyword research tools. I will leave a good guide or a good list of keyword research tools in the description. But anyway, this is where you want to see the search volume, authority, competition, and all these metrics that will allow you to know if this keyword or this idea is worth targeting. The third thing you want to do is nail the user's intent. If you want to create a piece of content and you see that the search engine page results are only showing up list articles, you don't want to create a video for it. Keep in mind the user's intent. If they don't want to see a video and the Google search results are not showing videos, don't do a video and instead look for the search intent that that user has when typing those terms and match it in the best way possible. After you have your idea, you verify it, and you nail the user's intent, the only thing that's left is creating the best content possible. I don't care if the guest post is not for yourself but for another website, but you have to treat your guest post even better. Remember, if you are guest posting on another website, it's because it's related to your niche, it has more authority, it's much better seen on Google than your business, so why wouldn't you want to create the best piece of content possible for that website? Quality is proportional to the amount of results that you'll get. Create a great piece of content, that audience will spread the word and you will get new subscribers, new email subscribers, new followers, more traffic, more leads, whatever it is that you're targeting, but you'll get more of it. With this four-step process, which I know wasn't explained that in depth, but I will leave a link in the description for a podcast episode where I talk a little bit more about SEO writing. But even so, that should be more than enough to give you enough tools to really nail your future guest post. So, is guest posting saving SEO? When done right, guest posting is one of the most efficient ways of building links, not only because you'll boost your authority, but also because you'll create relationships around your niche, receive traffic, and provide further exposure. While it is completely safe, you also already know how not following proper SEO and writing guidelines will make those links useless. Due to this, and seeing a lot of people really waste a lot of money, resources, and time, I decided to go ahead and temporarily create a manual outreach guest post service that any small business, blogger, or freelancer can make use of. If you're interested in boosting your rankings in Google, receiving more traffic, and becoming an authority without losing your entire marketing budget, be sure to check those services out, as I'll link them in the description. But I also want to invite you to subscribe to the Frugal SEO podcast and tune in for the next episode. Remember, I upload 2 episodes each week, all practical, all meant to make your website growth. So follow the podcast, follow me on social media @SEO for a blog, and see you on the upcoming episode.